Here's Eric listening in Chicago. Hi, Eric. What's up?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I really encourage people to give to Issues, et cetera, as it's the flagship of confessional liturgical Lutheranism in the world, I'd say, on the media.
Issues, etc. is listener-supported, and you can support the flagship of confessional liturgical Lutheranism in the media by making a secure online donation at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.
I believe it was a little over a month ago we had an open lines segment of Issues, etc., about a story that at the time was concerning many, including myself. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a fraternal organization that deals with investments. It used to be insurance, but now I believe mostly investments, largely of Lutherans from Lutheran church bodies, now expanding out into general Christian, the general Christian market, was discovered to, by its Thrivent Choice Dollars program, be at least potentially funding Planned Parenthood, a branch of Planned Parenthood. Several, in fact, if I remember correctly. We talked about it during Open Lines when the story broke last month. We thought it'd be good to bring an update, especially since the story has evolved a little bit in the last couple of days. Joining us to talk about the funding of pro-choice organizations by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, Pastor Michael Schuerman. He's pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Sherman, Illinois, and author of an article in the latest Lutheran Witness magazine titled My Forgiveness is God's Forgiveness. We'll be talking about that article with him in just a few minutes. Michael, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thanks, Todd. It's good to be here.
How did you first become aware of this story last month, and kind of bring us up to date on the entire evolution of the story, so to speak?
Sure. I first became aware of it last month in December, just before Christmas. Someone, I don't know who, but I saw it from a friend, frankly, on Facebook, who had, someone had discovered that in the database that Thrivent maintains online for organizations that are eligible to receive these Thrivent Choice dollars, those are dollars that members can designate to be given from Thrivent to whatever charitable organization they would like, that in that database there was a Planned Parenthood affiliate listed as eligible to receive Thrivent Choice dollars. It was Planned Parenthood of Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota. So that's when I first became aware of it. And I and a couple other people conversed with Thrivent during the course of the day and learned a bunch of stuff. One good thing, which was that thankfully no actual money had been given at the time to that org, to that Planned Parenthood affiliate from Thrivent through that Thrivent Choice program. And I wrote it up and on my my website, my discussion with them, and other people became aware of it, and eventually various statements were issued by the LCMS, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, by the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, and some other organizations also commented. And the result being a couple days later that Thrivent removed the Planned Parenthood affiliate from Thrivent Choice. Unfortunately, at the same time, they also suspended approximately 53 other organizations, all pro-life organizations, from the Thrivent Choice program as well. Many of those crisis pregnancy centers, also some more advocacy organizations like Lutherans for Life and Wisconsin Lutherans for Life and others. As of today, when we're talking, those pro-life organizations are still suspended. In other words, Thrivent Choice dollars are not able to be given to those organizations still.
What has happened this week in the course of this story?
Yeah, this week I published an article yesterday, the 15th, because in the course of the whole Thrivent Choice thing, some persons affiliated in some way or associated in some way with Thrivent and with knowledge of another program Thrivent maintains contacted me. And that program is called Thrivent Gift Multiplier. And what that basically is a program where Thrivent employees can give money to organizations of their choice, and Thrivent will match those charitable gifts dollar for dollar, up to a certain amount. It was discovered that within this program, there were multiple Planned Parenthood affiliates listed, as well as the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, which is the parent organization out of New York, and also NARAL Pro-Choice Foundation of Minnesota, which is the Minnesota arm of a national advocacy group that is strongly pro-abortion. They advocate for, as they put it, reproductive rights for women throughout the country at the state and national level. And not only were those organizations in this database as eligible to receive funds, but because they were in the database, it meant that they had been given funds through this Thrive and Gift Multiplier program.
So, as was not in the case of the earlier Planned Parenthood of North Dakota et al., in this case, money had been dispersed from Thrivent Financial for Lutherans through its Gift Multiplier program to both Planned Parenthood, that does perform abortions, the primary abortion provider in the United States, and an abortion advocacy group.
Yes. To the best of my understanding, is my understanding of the way the program is administered, and I've talked to people who are familiar with how the program is administered, that the way the program is administered is that an organization does not appear in this list of organizations, approved organizations, until an employee has given money from their own pocketbook, has applied to have that money matched by Thrivent through this program, and the money has been matched.
Now, I should state here, in the interest of full disclosure, that Lutheran Public Radio, the parent organization of Issues Etc., has been a part of both Thrivent Choice and Thrivent's Gift Multiplier programs for a number of years and has received funds as well. And I just want to make sure that everybody understands, in interest of full disclosure. Now, statements have been made by both the Thrivent organization, and let's just speak to the ones that have been made by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. You mentioned one of them before. What has Thrivent said, or what is the substance of its statements up to this point in responding to the concerns of its members?
When we came to Thrivent Choice, Thrivent made a statement saying they were going to reevaluate the program, which is a good thing. That should be done. But in the meantime, like I mentioned earlier, they were going to suspend both, I guess, pro-choice organizations and pro-life organizations. And they're still in the process of doing that. And, I mean, in some ways it is understandable. It may take some time for them to sort it all out. But then with this newest issue, they also made a similar statement. They clarified what the Thrivent Gift Matching Program is, which is, as I've described it, provides matching funds for contributions made by corporate employees and members of our field organization to nonprofit organizations. And then they went on to say, we are aware of the issue that has been raised and will review and address accordingly. That's the statement they made to me. They made a statement that's, in essence, the same thing, although worded slightly differently, to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod yesterday. And I apologize, I don't have that text in front of me, but it's basically the same thing.
What is the substance of the statement that was issued yesterday by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on this issue?
The substance is that this is not a good thing, we are strongly, staunchly, and have been and are remain pro-life. We confess what Scripture teaches of us about life, that it is from God, and therefore we expect that the organizations that we are doing business with and such to, especially those that hold themselves out as Christian, like Thrivent does, to be operating in a way that matches what Scripture teaches us about life. And the statement yesterday then went further, and I was happy to see this, and I should say I'm a LCMS pastor, but I was not involved in writing the statement from the LCMS. But it goes on to say that that there's a hope that Thrivent will, for one, stop providing funds in any way to these organizations which are acting contrary to the Word of God. Organizations like Planned Parenthood, who perform abortions, which are in essence murder, And so not only stop funding those organizations, but also restore funding to organizations which are operating in ways which clearly God is pleased with and rejoices in, organizations like pro-life organizations who are caring for mothers and children in their need.
With a few minutes here before we take a break, you are a pastor. You've mentioned this. What are your pastoral concerns about this entire story as it stands today? Speak to that personally, if you would, Michael.
Certainly, yeah. Well, I mean, in one sense, I'm very concerned about the consciences of my members, those people placed under my care by Christ. That, I mean, I have members here at Good Shepherd who have investments and insurance policies and such with Thrivent, and you know they're concerned. They don't want their money going to an organization which they disagree with, like Planned Parenthood. And so my concern there is to help them feel all right in their conscience about where their money is going and the companies that they're doing business with. My other pastoral concern, though, is that I think it's important that we make sure people who are doing business with Thrivent recognize that I'm not personally comfortable saying that it's something like a sin or unchristian for people to be doing business with Thrivent. I would, as a pastor, urge people to, you know, consider whether they, if Thrivent continues to choose to act in this way, whether they might be better off protecting themselves by doing business elsewhere, protecting their conscience, and not having the burden of wondering if an organization that they're doing business with is doing things that they just absolutely do not agree with.
Is the real issue here, Michael, well, at least in that sense, not that, because businesses do all kinds of contributions.
Yeah.
Christians can hardly keep their hands clean in this respect.
Absolutely.
Inadvertently. But that Thrivent claims to be both faith-based and aimed toward supporting the family and family values.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely it. It's there is a matter of conscience, certainly, but there's also a matter of confession. And just like if my congregation started to advocate for things which, like abortion rights or giving money to, you know, a Planned Parenthood affiliate or some other organization that clearly operates contrary to the Word of God, there would rightfully be questions about whether we are continuing to operate as Christians, continuing to live as Christians, and that's a real potential problem here.
Pastor Michael Schuerman is our guest. When we come back, we're going to turn to the subject of the certainty of absolution. It's Thursday afternoon, January the 16th. He's pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Sherman, Illinois, and he's authored an article for the latest Lutheran Witness magazine titled My Forgiveness is God's Forgiveness. We'll see what that means after this.
You can call it what you like. I call it mine.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Solid. Serious. Substantive. You're listening to Issues Etc.
thankful for God's service through the pastors in your life? Then consider attending Christ for Us in the Office of the Holy Ministry, a conference of the Association of Confessing Evangelical Lutheran Congregations, this coming February 25th through 27th in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Visit our website at acelc.net for information on Christ for Us in the Office of the Ministry. Register online at acelc.net.
Would you like to learn about the Reformation theology you hear on Issues, etc.? We'll send you a pamphlet of Luther's Small Catechism for free. It contains the biblical teachings on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. Order your free copy of Luther's Small Catechism today. Just send your name and mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Pastor Michael Schuerman is our guest, turning to the subject of the certainty of your pastor's absolution. When he says those words, "I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Michael, you stand before your congregation, I imagine you say those words every Sunday to your people. What are you saying to them?
Yeah, I say them every Sunday, and it's always a wonderful thing to say. And what I'm saying to them is that, you know, that it's important to see that I'm saying that by virtue of my office. So what I'm doing is standing there as a pastor, called by Jesus, you know, brought to this place by Jesus to stand in front of these people and tell them that Jesus forgives their sins, that before God, the Father, when they stand there on the last day and Jesus calls them out of the grave, that they can stand there and know for certain that their sins are completely washed away from them, as far as the east is from the west, all of that. That's all contained in those words, "I forgive you all of your sins."
So is it an issue of pastor's forgiveness or Jesus' forgiveness, or is there a connection between the two? What's going on?
Yeah, I think there's a connect. Well, no, I think there is. There is a connection between the two. It's not an or at all. I don't even think it's an and, in the sense of it really has nothing to do with me personally forgiving them at all. It has everything to do with them being certain that when they think of, see themselves doing, are reminded by someone else that they have committed some sin, that they don't need to worry about it because Christ has declared them, spoken to them, said a word which makes them forgiven. And it's all about Jesus there.
There is even a part of the rite of, and I believe that it is largely found in rites of private confession and absolution, one kind of venue or form of confession and forgiveness, where the pastor even asks the penitent that question, doesn't he? He says something like, "Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak to you is from Christ himself?"
Yeah, the way it's put in the rite in Lutheran service book is, "Do you believe that my forgiveness is God's forgiveness? Or do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?" And that's those words are getting to that point, are reminding the people, because they're expected to say yes after that. It's reminding them of Christ's promise that when he sends a pastor to them to speak his word to them, that pastor is just there as a messenger, as a walking, talking voice of God, of Jesus himself.
What happens, Michael, when we, either by ignorance or sometimes willfully, reduce what the pastor is supposed to do, kind of an exclude that thing, to say, you know, what the pastor's there is to be, well, to put it bluntly, kind of a life coach. He's there to counsel me when I need advice, an advisor. He certainly can be a shoulder to cry on and all those kinds of things. And then he runs the church, and he has a few things to say on Sunday morning as well. But forgiveness of sins, that's Jesus, not the pastor. How would you respond?
Well, I would respond that most of what they described is fine, someone to give advice or counsel, and certainly pastors are going to do that stuff. But that's something that really any Christian is doing. We're doing that with one another all the time in our lives. In fact, you don't even need to be a Christian to be doing a lot of that stuff with one another. But there is something true in that statement. I think you put it at the end. Someone saying, you know, forgiveness. That's Jesus. That's all about what Jesus is doing. That's true. Absolutely true. It is all what Jesus is doing, but the way Jesus does it is by giving us pastors in our lives to speak those words to us. I like to think of it as an idea, the idea that it's not only to get us to look outside of ourselves to make sure we're forgiven, you know, because we can look outside of ourselves in all sorts of different ways. I mean, we can kind of think about it. I know a lot of people will make the argument that I don't need to hear this forgiveness because I know I'm forgiven. I don't need to come and confess my sins and hear the pastor or anybody say that I'm forgiven because I know it. I know Jesus forgives me. The Bible tells me this. And that's true. And that is outside of us, you know, if I'm reading the Bible. But Christ wants us to hear outside of us, to listen outside of us, because faith comes by hearing, and so he sends pastors to us to speak those words to us. You know, your sins are forgiven. I forgive you your sins in the stead and by the command of Jesus. He wants us to hear that outside of us and listen to that outside of us, because then faith works, right? That's how we hear and believe.
I want to make sure we make this clear, Michael. We're not just talking about some kind of psychological assurance that we might get from just hearing the words, I need to hear somebody say it to me or something like that. You're saying even more than that. These are Christ's words. Those words deliver, they are the forgiveness they say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, here's how Jesus says it in Matthew 16. He says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And loosed is a word there that just means forgiven. It says very similarly in Matthew 18, he says, truly I say to you, this is verse 18, pardon me, truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again, in John 20, this is on Easter evening, Jesus appears to the disciples who are rightly freaked out and have locked themselves in a room. And he comes and first he forgives them by telling them, peace be with you. And then he sends them out to say the same thing. He says, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. And so it not only is it a word of Jesus that we've put in a, you know, in our, I guess in our own words, in the various rites of confession and absolution, you know, I forgive you your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But in the scriptures itself, Jesus' own words indicate that when these people, these Christian men who he has sent as pastors, come to you and tell you your sins are forgiven. He says, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. And you can put that as, I forgive you your sins, they are forgiven you, because you have the sure and certain word of Jesus himself who spoke it to back that up.
Pastor Michael Schuerman is pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Sherman, Illinois. He's author of an article in the latest Lutheran Witness magazine titled, My Forgiveness is God's Forgiveness. You can find out more about the Lutheran Witness under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org, or you can subscribe by calling Concordia Publishing House, their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. Choose option 2, 1-800-325-3040. Press 2, and you'll get to the Lutheran Witness magazine. Michael, thank you very much for being our guest.
You're welcome. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
When we come back in Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., Dr. Andrew Steinman will answer the question, why are some Old Testament laws seemingly applicable to New Testament Christians and others not? We'll be right back.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Cradled in historic Perry County, Missouri, the manger of the Missouri Synod, Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 453 Northwest Street in Perryville proclaims God's Word and celebrates His Supper on Saturdays at 5:30 and Sundays at 7:30 and 10 using the church's liturgy contained in Lutheran Service Book, enriched with ancient and modern hymns. For more information, call 573-547-8317 or visit www.emmanuel-perryville.org.